For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Ahead of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down with African Union Commission Chairperson Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma in Pretoria, South Africa. The Chinese president says China and the AU should strengthen mutual political trust, renew negotiation mechanisms, and set up a strategic partnership. President Xi has also stressed cooperation in the areas of production capacity, disease control, and cultural exchanges. Xi Jinping also pledged that China will support the AU's significant role in African development and integration. In the meantime, Zuma hailed China's long-term assistance, especially in fighting against Ebola and the building of the AU's peacekeeping capability. He said that African countries are willing to forge closer contacts with China in the process of realizing its Agenda 2063. Earlier, Xi Jinping has also met with his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma, vowing to cement the partnership between the two sides. Senior officials from China and the U.S. have issued a joint declaration during their high-level dialogue on fighting cybercrime and related issues in Washington, D.C. The dialogue agreed to by Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama is the first high-level exchange of its kind between the two countries. On top of the five-point declaration, China and the U.S. will strengthen information exchanges on fighting against cybercrime. The two countries have decided to conduct a cyber attack simulation in the spring of 2016. The next high-level joint dialogue of its kind is expected to be held in Beijing next June. Former Olympic and Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has been found guilty of murder. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals overturned an earlier manslaughter verdict and convicted Pistorius of murder. Pistorius is currently under house arrest, having served 10 months of his previous 5-year sentence. He'll have to return to court for a new sentence to be decided. Pistorius now faces at least 15 years in prison. In February 2013, Pistorius is said to have killed girlfriend Reva Steenkamp after shooting her four times through a toilet door. U.S. police have identified the two suspects killed in a gun battle with police following a deadly shooting in Southern California as the only two shooters. The incident erupting at a holiday party at a local social services agency in San Bernardino City has left some 14 people dead and 17 others injured. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Berngen said at a news briefing that the two dead suspects were identified as a man and a woman who are both in their late 20s. He added that both of the two were heavily armed with fire weapons and that a suspected explosive device was also found in the Inland Regional Center. The tragedy has sparked widespread condolences and condemnation, including the state's Muslim community. The former vice governor of Yunnan province has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for accepting bribes worth some $2.5 million. The 53-year-old Shen Pei Ping has pleaded guilty of seeking benefits for local companies in mergers, iron ore sales, and copper exploitation from 2000 to 2012. That was when Shen acted as Communist Party chief of Tengchong County and mayor of Simao City in Yunnan. A local court in Beijing says Shen's real estate property has already been seized, and a further 2 million yuan of his personal assets will be confiscated. It's being reported that FIFA is now considering the expansion of the number of its World Cup teams from 32 to 40 in the year 2026. The source with FIFA said the possible expansion comes as part of the soccer ruling body's reform package being presented to its leadership. It's also believed that the additional admission is part of an effort to broaden inclusion in FIFA, which is reeling from scandal. This comes right after law enforcement officials have made more arrests in the investigation of FIFA during a pre-dawn raid in a Zurich hotel. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Turkey will regret shooting down a Russian Su-24 fighter jet near the Syrian-Turkish border. In his annual State of the Union address on Thursday, Putin stressed that Russia is aware of who in Turkey is earning money from illegal oil trades and abetting terrorism. In the meantime, Putin has also warned that Russia's sanctions against Ankara might not be limited to trade. However, Putin says Moscow has no intention to engage in saber-rattling with Ankara over the downing of a Russian jet, as Russia considers the Turkish people friendly. Russia has slapped a series of economic sanction measures on Turkey due to its refusal to issue any apology in the wake of the incident. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.